VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. House Democrats are opening a sweeping new investigation into nearly all parts of President Trump's life. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports from the White House.
The latest investigation is by the House Judiciary Committee, with Chairman Jerry Nadler saying it'll look into possible obstruction of justice, corruption, and abuse of power. The panel sent document requests to 81 people with ties to the president, his administration, campaign, and businesses, seeking information about former FBI Chief Jim Comey's firing, meetings with a Russian lawyer before the election, and other topics. Will the president cooperate?
I cooperate all the time with everybody. And you know the beautiful thing? No collusion. It's all a hoax.
Still, the investigation's a broad and aggressive one that could set the stage for an impeachment effort. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Venezuela's opposition leader Juan Guaido, greeted by thousands of cheering supporters at a square in eastern Caracas on Monday. He returned after a tour of Latin American allies. The opposition leader and U.S.-recognized interim president spoke to his supporters. He said, "This small victory today, this South American tour, this conquest everywhere is because of you, the Venezuelan people. And it's a reason to celebrate and to honor our victims, our fallen." More than 50 countries recognize Guaido as Venezuela's interim president. His return was part of a renewed push to oust embattled President Nicolas Maduro. After 5 years of imprisonment, the prominent Egyptian photojournalist Mahmoud Abu Zayed was released and returned to his family on Monday. Zayed is known by many as Shakan. He said he would continue his work as a journalist despite harsh conditions on his release. This is VOA News. Hundreds of people, including fighters from the Islamic State group, are reported to have left their last foothold in eastern Syria, the village of Baghouz. AP correspondent Zaria Shankly reports.
A spokesman for the Kurdish-led Syrian Democratic Forces tweeted that the battle to retake Baghouz was going to be over soon, despite the slowdown. Later, an SDF official said some 500 people, including fighters, have surrendered and evacuated the village of Baghouz and its surrounding areas. Dozens of men, women, and children climbed hills on foot and were later seen getting into small trucks. I'm Zaria Shankly.
Qatar's foreign minister on Monday claimed a, quote, successful conclusion of negotiations his country is hosting between the United States and the Taliban. The two sides are trying to reach a political settlement to the war in Afghanistan. Sheikh Mohammed bin Abdulrahman Al Thani said Qatar will continue to play its role in coordination and consultation with international partners to achieve Afghan peace.
We appreciate everyone's role in bringing peace and stability to Afghanistan because we believe that this is the benefit of everybody. At the end, the result and the peace cannot be brought by force or by war. It have to be brought by a peace talks.
Al Thani spoke during a news conference with Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov. Lavrov reiterated Russia's support for the Afghan peace effort. Anti-government protesters in Algeria not placated by longtime President Abdelaziz Bouteflika's promise to serve a truncated term if re-elected in April. Demonstrations were largely led by Algeria's youth, including a boycott of university classes in the capital city of Algiers on Monday. Rescuers are sifting through rubble, searching for the dead and wounded after two back-to-back tornadoes touched down in the southern U.S. state of Alabama on Sunday. The tornadoes killed at least 23 people, the death toll expected to rise. AP correspondent Rita Foley reports.
The tornado that terrorized the tiny community of Beauregard may have had winds of 160 miles per hour or more as it traveled right down a county road, killing residents and knocking down homes and trees. Liz Hickman huddled in her home with her grandchildren.
I just told them, I said, y'all just hold on tight. And I said, we're here. And we was just holding on each other real tight.
She told the Today Show when she peeked outside, her neighbor's home was gone. Lee County Sheriff Jay Jones.
The damage is significant. I would put it in the category of catastrophic.
The county coroner's office was overwhelmed and called in help from the state. I'm Rita Foley.
You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz. VOA News.